Today's daf is Chulin Daf Chav Ches. We left off on Daf Chav Zayin and Beis at the two dots, about 7 lines into the wide lines. Today's shir is sponsored by Avi and Chamakan Lizchusser for Shalema for Gittel Bas Miral. She should be Zochatur for Shalema Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So on today's daf, we essentially have four topics. First topic we're going to discuss is whether an oaf requires Shechita min HaTorah. There is going to be a Shechita that when it comes to a bird, Shechita is only Midrabanan, there's no requirement min HaTorah. The Gemara is going to challenge that idea that there's no Shechita la'of min HaTorah. Then we're going to discuss, we have a machlokas, whether when we say that you only need to shecht simen echad ba'of, which simen? There are two simanim, there's the kana, there's the veshet. So which one requires Shechita? Is it either or you could shecht whichever one, or are we makbid that you can only shecht the veshet, that it's got to be the veshet? The Gemara is going to bring six rayas back and forth in that machlokas. Then the third issue we're going to talk about is a question, well, according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that you have to cut the varidin, that when you do the shechita, you have to cut all the blood vessels as well. So what is the idea of cutting the varidin? Is that part of the maisa shechita, or is that just a hechitimsa, best way to drain the blood? And nafkamin is our, whether it has to be done with the halachos of shechita, or you could just puncture them and make sure that the varidin are all emptying the blood out of the body. And then the very last issue on the daf is going to be the status of 50%, meaning we know that you're supposed to shecht rov simen echad ba'ov, rov shnei simanim bebehema. What if you shecht exactly 50%? So what's the status when, in general, we say rubo kukulo, or that rov is required? Does 50% meet the criteria of being a rov? Those are the four topics, but before we get to any of those topics, we first have to finish off the discussion that we began yesterday about the idea that ov only requires one simen, shechita of one simen, because ov is not created from aretz alone, nor is it created from mayim alone, but it's created, the ov was created from mud, from a combination of Adama and Mayim, of ground and water. So we are, again, 7 lines into the page, Va'od Sha'alo, about the second word on the line, Va'od Sha'alo, and he asked him further. Who asked who further? We didn't discuss anybody asking anybody anything. So Rashi tells us over here, Vod Shalu, Kuntrikun Hahegmon Esra ben Gamliel, that this Kuntrikun Hahegmon, this government official, was asking Rabban Gamliel a whole bunch of questions, She'elos Harbei Vehein BeBecharos. But this line is taken totally out of context, meaning that all these Shailas are in Becharos. So if you're learning Meseches Becharos, it flows very nicely. Oh, here's another Shaila that this person asked Rabban Gamliel. But over here, it's the only one. It's the only one that we mentioned over here. V'gamzal shalo v'hachatanya mishum grara da'ofos. And the reason we mentioned it over here is because we're talking about ofos, and the shayla relates to ofos. So he asks him as follows. Kosev echad omer, you have one pasuk says v'yom relokim yishutshua mayim sheretz nefesh chaya v'of yofeth, that it's the mayim that creates the of. Alma mimaya ivru. So you see clearly the bird comes from water. Uksiv, but you have another pasuk, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim min ha'adama kol chayis hasada ve'es kol of hashamayim. That from ha'adama comes not only chayos, but also of hashamayim. Alma me'ara ivru. So you see that it comes from the ground. So which is it? Samarlo minara kak nivru. No, of comes from mud, from combination of water and ground. Ra'a talmidim mistaklim zebezes. Rabban Gamliel sees his talmidim looking at each other, like, is that really the answer? That sounds ridiculous, apparently. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, Kasha be'enechem shadchisi asayvei bekash. You have such a hard time with the fact that I gave, whatever answer would make the guy go away, that I just responded to him in a way that he would accept it, but it's not really the true answer. Minamayim nivru. No, I'll tell you guys the real answer. The real answer is minamayim nivru, that the oaf was created minamayim. V'lama hivya nela adam, and why were they brought to Adam? Why was oaf brought in front of Adam? Likros lehen shame, so that Adam could name them. How does that resolve the difficulty? Lama hivya nela adam wasn't the question. The question was, why does the Torah record that they come min ha'adama? So what the Gemara means to say is that if you look at that pasuk of Vayitzar, the pasuk Vayitzar Hashem Elokim min ha'adama kol chayis hasadves kol of hashamayim, that the of hashamayim also comes min ha'adama.
Adama, the pasuk continues, Vayavei el ha'adam liros mayikralo, that then it was brought to Adam to determine what to call each animal. So what the Gemara is trying to say is that the reason Oaf is mentioned in the pasuk is not because of the first part of the pasuk, that it comes actually min ha'adama, but rather because of the second part of the pasuk, of Oaf was also brought in front of Adam to name. So the point is, the first part of the pasuk is saying, what comes min ha'adama? Kol chayas hasada. Period. Ves kol of hashamayim ve'yavei el adam liros mayikralo. Kol of hashamayim is only going on the second part of the pasuk for it to be brought in front of Adam to determine what to call it. A different version of the events, of the story, of the conversation, was that this second answer is what he actually told the Hegmon, and the Talmidim weren't satisfied with that, because that's really not the simple pshat in the pasuk, and therefore he told the Talmidim the real answer was that the Oaf comes min arakak, mishum dechsiv al vayitzer, because it says on vayitzer, it says Oaf as well, meaning so it's very hard to imagine that that's second interpretation is the correct interpretation of the pasuk. No, that was being docha as oivav bekash. That was just responding to the person who was bothering him with whatever would satisfy him, even though it wasn't correct. But the correct answer is that the oaf comes from a combination of adama and mayim. Am Rav Yehuda mishum Rav Yitzchak ben Pinchas. Ein shchita la'of min ha'Torah. So here's topic number one of today's daf. Ein shchita la'of min ha'Torah, that there is no requirement of shchita on an oaf on a daraisa level. Shneamar v'shafach v'shvicha bi'al nasagi. The pasuk doesn't say v'shachat; it says v'shafach. You only need to be shofech the dam of the oaf. Ihachi chaya nami. If that's the case, then a chaya also should not require shchita, because it also says v'shafach. It says chaya in that same pasuk that says v'shafach. So iskish l'psulei makdashin. No, that we know. A chaya requires shechita because a chaya is directly linked to a behema that's psulei hamikdashin. So says Mar Ofnami iskish lebehema dechsev zostars habehema vehaof. The Torah also links behema and oaf with each other because the pasuk says zostars habehema vehaof. So it says Mara Haksiv Vishafach Hasdamo. But the Pasuk says Vishafach Hasdamo. So Vishafach implies that you don't need Shchita, that you only need Shvichas Hadam. Umay Chazis to Shadile Al Of Shadia Achaya. But how do you know the word Vishafach is going on Of? Maybe the word Vishafach is actually going on Chaya. And a Chaya doesn't require Shchita. It says Mara Mistavra Mishum de Salik Mine. Because if you look at the Pasuk mentions Oaf closer to the word v'shafach, so that's how you know, because the pasuk says v'ish ish mi bnei Yisrael min ager agar v'socham asher yotzut seid chaya oaf asher yachel v'shafach esdama v'chisel ba'afar. So the word v'shafach is closer to the word oaf, therefore we assume the word v'shafach is only going on oaf and it's not going on chaya at all. So now it's time to bring proofs, right? Now we have this the shita, Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Yisrael ben Pinchas, that an oaf does not require shchita on a daraisa level. Let's see if that stands up to scrutiny. So meisvei hashochet v'nisnav lo biyado hanocher v'ma'aker. If let's say a person is doing a shchita and something goes terribly awry, it becomes a nevela, he does a nechira, he does an ikur, something that would pass the shchita, makes the shchita no good. Pater mil chasos. Then you don't have to do kisei adam. Kisei adam only happens when you shecht the oaf. But if you hold that on a daraisa level, there's no inyan of shechting an oaf. However you kill it, that's what makes it mutar b'achila, just like a fish. So why does kisei adam depend on doing what we define as a kosher shechita? Nechiraso, zui shechitaso. The nechira itself should be considered like a shechita, and therefore libay kiso, it should still require kisei adam. So says Gemara, misavrit ba'of, you think that comment was about an oaf? Lo, b'chaya. That comment was about a chaya, which certainly requires shechita. But maybe a nechinami, when it comes to an oaf, since it does not require shechita, a nechinami, if you do a nechira of an oaf, it will still require kisei adam. Mishal Melech, in the seventh paragraph, Shumas raises a suffix that a Kohen Tame who eats Truma is not Chayv Misavidei Shemaim unless it's Truma Tahora and not if it's Truma Tameya, because Truma Tameya is Mechalalas V'Omedas, right? The Misavidei Shemaim that a Kohen Tame gets for eating Truma is that he's ruining the Truma. But if the Truma is already Tame, then he's not going to be Chayv Misavidei Shemaim. So Mishal Melech raises the Shaila, what if a Kohen Tame eats Truma that's Tame Midrabanan? is he chayev misa b'dei shemayim? Meaning, do we assume that min haTorah it's tahar and therefore he is chayev misa b'dei shemayim? Or maybe no. Since the chacham made it tameh, it's considered as if it's already mechulelas, it's already ruined, and even klape the onesh d'oraisa, it's considered already ruined. So he brings a raya from our sugya that the din d'rabbanan is not koveya the din Torah, because the Gemara takes as a davar pashut that if min haTorah the hechshar oaf can even happen al yedei nechira, even though midrabanan we say no, that doesn't make the oaf kosher. The Gemara takes it as a davar pashut of mida oraisa, that would be enough to make the oaf kosher, then it would still require kisei adam. Well, maybe the rabbanan have the right to manipulate the din d'oraisa in such a way that once we say that this is not called a hechsher oaf, then it's not called a shechita anymore, and therefore it should be pater from kisei adam. So the Gemara assumes the rabbanan do not have the ability to do that; that they don't have the ability to change the din d'oraisa. So that's an interesting question. It's a much broader sugya, obviously, in terms of what rights the dinim d'rabbanan have, or what power the dinim d'rabbanan have over dinim d'oraisa, in what way they can change dinim d'oraisa. But that seems to be, at least the Mishnah Melech points out, the assumption of our sugya. Says Gemara, Raya number 2, bottom line of Chav Zayin Beis, Tashema. Let's say you shecht an oaf and you need the dam, you just need the blood to use for something. So it's going to be a big problem, because whenever you shecht an oaf, you're chayev in kisei adam. So then you don't have any of the dam available to you. If you need the dam, what do you do? So chayev l'chasos, you still have to do kisei adam. So ketzer u'osa, what's one to do if he needs dam oaf? So oh nochro, oh okro, don't do a kasher shechita. Kill the bird in some other way and get the blood. So my lav ba'ov, the kabayle l'dame li'nicha, aren't we talking about where you're shechting an oaf? That's the issue. It's not about a chaya, it's about an oaf. And why would you need the blood? Because the blood prevents moths from coming or something. The blood is useful. Blood of an oaf in some way is useful in preventing a pest. So says Mar Lo, Bechaya, the Kabbalah Ledami Lelacha. No, we're talking about a Chaya. Why would you ever need the blood of a Chaya? So all of this is so far to us. Why would we ever need the blood? But apparently, an oaf, dam of an oaf, was used all the time to get rid of moths. But we can't. Why in the world would you ever need the blood of a Chaya? You want to dye leather red, and the best way to do it is with the blood of a Chaya. So that's the case. But Enochinami, if it were an oaf, it would require Kisei Adam anyway. There is no Eitza if you need the blood of an oaf. Perhaps if you assume that ain't shechita la'ov min haTorah, so that's not, that raya doesn't work either. So Tashma the Gemara says, let's bring raya number 3. Malak b'sakin. Let's say you do malika mimula oref on the back of the neck using a knife. Mitame begadim abeis ablia. That's going to turn the oaf into a nevela, and therefore it's going to be mitame begadim abeis ablia. When you eat that nevela, it's going to be mitame adam l'tame begadav, like nevelas oaf tar normally is. Vi'i amrit ein shechita lof min haTorah. But if you hold that on a d'oraisa level, there's no requirement of shechita for an oaf. Ninami d'chitaber le'shidra mafrekas havi l'treifa. I understand you're cutting from the back of the neck, so you're cutting right through the spine. I understand that's going to make it a treifa, but tani l'sakim l'tare mide nevela. But the sakin should be enough to make it that it's not a nevela. So why is it that it's metame beis ablia if it doesn't require shechita anyway? So it says Gemara, Hudamar ki aitana, detanya Rav Lazar kapa b'Rabbi Omer, matam lomar ach kasher yeachel es ha-tzvi v'sa'ayil. It goes on to say, v'chima lemanu mitzvi v'ayil. What do we learn from tzvi v'ayil to psulei ha-mikdashim? Me'ata reze balulamed v'nim tzolamat. Sometimes when we make an equation, the Torah itself links two things to each other, it sounds like we're using tzvi v'ayil to shed light on psulei ha-mikdashim, but really it's the opposite. We're using psulei ha-mikdashim to shed light on tzvi v'ayil as follows. Makish tzvi v'ayil l'psulei ha-mikdashim. Ma psulei ha-mikdashim b'shchita, af tzvi v'ayil b'shchita. That just like psulei ha-mikdashim requires shchita, tzvi v'ayil also requires shchita. V'ov ein lo shchita midivrei Torah, ela midivrei sofrim. Ov only does not require shchita midaraisa at all, only requires shchita midirabbanan. So that's the shita that holds that there's no shchita lo'ov min haTorah. Okay, great. So that's the shita. But mantana depalika leidir blazar kapar. Who disagrees with that? Who says that there is a requirement of shchita lo'ov min haTorah? Says Gemara, Rabbi he. That's the shita of Rabbi. Detanya, Rabbi Yomer v'zavachta kasher tzivisi. That it is a dindar raisa, halachal Moshe Sinai, Pasuk says that you should shecht like I've already commanded you. But where? Where did you already command it? Oh, it's halach al Moshe Misina. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that you have to shecht rov echad ba'of, rov shnayim bebehema, all the dinim of shechita. If you look at Tosos over here points out, val rov echad ba'of, val rov shnayim bebehema, yesh mefarshim didarish begematria. Some darshan from a gematria. Now, when Tosos uses the word gematria over here, what he really means is rashi tevos. It means, you know, parparos l'chachma type of drasha. That goes as follows. De ka asher. The pasuk says that, ka asher. V'zavachta ka asher tzivisicha. It says, take the word asher. Aleph is echad ba'of. Shin, shnayim bebehema. Reish, rubo shalecha kamahu. So you have all the halachos. Echad ba'ov, shnayim bebehema, and rov is rov shalachar kamahu. Rov echad ba'ov, rov shnayim bebehema. And he says, Rashi Tevis l'mafreya shal kasher, and if you read the Rashi Tevis backwards of kasher, it's have rubo shalachar kamahu. Right? Reishin al chav, rubo shalachar kamahu. So there you have all your chasidic shogamatrias in one neat little tosis over there. So of course that begs the question, what exactly is the role of gematria? What do we do in general? Is this is tosis serious? Meaning, is this something that we... Is this a legitimate drasha? Is this what's this yesh mefarshim over here? So in the Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, he asks. We have in the Gemara, for example, in Maseches Nazir, we've mentioned many times. The Gemara derives. How do I know stam nazirus shloshim yom? That nazirus, the typical nazirus period, if a person doesn't specify how long he's going to be a nazir for, we assume stam nazirus shloshim yom. So that's the only din daraisa that we really find in Shas that's directly derived from a gematria. That because the pasuk says yihyeh and yihyeh be gematria shloshim, so that's how we know the din that stam nazirus is shloshim yom. Now there is a brisa that goes through 32 midos shatar and dreshes behen, and it's in Maseches Brachos. At the end of Maseches Brachos, the brisa is printed, the tosefta is printed, and it tells us that Rabbi Lozman Rosh Rabbi Yossi Haglili had 32 midos shatar and dreshes behen, and one of those midos shatar and dreshes behen that he had, the 22nd of the 32, is gematria. Now in Pirkei Avos it says that gematrias are paparaos l'chachma, and the Bar Tanur explains in the third paragraph of Pirkei Avos that just like, you know, at the end of a good meal where you've nourished yourself, it's enjoyable to have a little bit of dessert. So gematria, it plays that role. That of course to learn the halacha and to learn the actual mitzvah Torah and how we actually derive halacha, that's the main course. That's what actually nourishes you. That's what a person actually needs. But to add a little flavor to it at the end, to give a person a little bit of enjoyment at the end, that's what parparaos l'chachma are for. So it's Tosfos Yontif over there, and the Mefarish on the Rambam says that the word gematria is actually a Greek word. It's borrowed from Greek, and it refers to certain chachmas hamadida v'cheshbonos. So we adapted the word to relate to the cheshbonos that we have. In the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, the Kesef Mishnah also writes that gematria is clearly something that's paparos chachma, not that which is ikur. The chachma satalmud is the chachma biatzma, that's the etzem chachma, that's what deals with the explaining the mitzvos Hashem. Gematrios are only paparos. So that's what the Gemara brings. Gematria very often is just an asmachta or something of that nature, but it's not meant to be the ikur of the limud. There are those that say not to waste time on gematria, that a person shouldn't. You should, if it comes to you, then it comes to you. But you're not supposed to. Waste time on thinking of gematria. Now it seems that great gedolim worked. You know, put a lot into gematria. In the Hakdama the Bala Turin on the Torah, he says that he has a lot of gematrios in the Pesukim of the Torah to be Moshech Lelev, because gematrios are paparos l'chachma, but the Chidah writes that, you know, if it comes to you, then you're supposed to, then you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a matana to think of a gematria, but otherwise not. The Stipler has in the back of Birchas Peretz, he has a whole bunch of really wild gematrios. Like, he'll take the gematria of an entire Rashi ala Torah and say that is the gematria of whatever, you know, some other message that Rashi is connected to. So Baruch Simon told me, he he once, when he met the stipler many years ago when he was a bacher, he said that he only had one question to ask the stipler: where did you get all those gematrias from? And the stipler was not a warm and fuzzy personality, so the stipler looked at him and said, "L'may nafkamina," and that was the end of the conversation. So he has no idea where he got there. But okay, so gematria works sometimes to entertain. I mean, to give a little flavor to the limud. So this is one such example. Says Gemara Vayta. Now echad ba'ov. So we said yeshacht simin echad ba'ov. Right, simin echad ba'ov. So itmar nachum namar, which simin? Ovesh et okana, either the esophagus or the trachea, whichever one you want. Ravad barava amar veshet velokana. No, dafka the esophagus, not the trachea. Rav Nachman amar oveshet okana, echad katani, echad kolduhu. It says echad, so echad means whichever one. Ravad barava amar veshet velokana. No, it's got to be the veshet, because my echad miyuchad. Echad means a specific one. So now the Gemara tries to bring rayas, we're going to have six rayas. Raya number one. Meisvei. Shachad is a veshet v'acharkach. Nishmita hagargeres. Let's say you shechted the veshet and then the kana slips out of place. Ksheira, it's kosher because the animal's already shechted. Once you shechted simen echad, it's fine. So it doesn't matter what happens to the kana afterwards. Nishmita hagargeres. But let's say the kana slips out of place. Vacharkach shachat as a veshet and then you shecht the veshet. Psula. Then it's going to be puzzled because it already slipped out of place. It already messed up the animal. Became trefa before you ever shechted. Shachat saveshet v'nimtzis kageres shmuta v'ni yodea im kodem shchita nishmata v'im lachar shchita nishmata. What if you shecht the veshet and then you see that the kana had slipped out of place, but you don't know when? You don't know if it was prior to the shchita, which means that it's not kosher, or if it was after the shchita, which means it is kosher. Zayim ma'isa va'amru kol safik b'shchita psula. Any safik when it comes to shchita is going to be possible. V'ilu shchita b'kageres lo katani. Now notice every single example was the kana slipping out of place and shechting the veshet. Why not give the opposite? That you shecht the kana and the veshet slips out of place. It must be that we're makbid that you can only shecht the veshet. So that's raya number one. That's why we keep giving examples of the kana slipping out of place. Says Mar, no, mishum tegageres havid l'shtamute. You know why we give examples of the kana slipping out of place? Because that's what happens. That's a much more likely scenario. Physically, the kana slips out of place much more frequently than the veshet does. So that's the only reason we give that example. But that's not raya. Tashma Gemara says, bring raya number two. Shachat shnei chatsa'e simanin ba'ov psula. If you shecht two half simanim of an oaf, it's possible. Vein sarach lomrim bebehema. Certainly, if you shecht two half simanim of a behema, where we know that a behema you're supposed to shecht shnei simanim, so two halves is not good enough. Rabbi Yehuda omer ba'ov ad sheyishchot es haveshet ves haveridin. Rabbi Yehuda says, when it comes to the oaf, you have to shecht the veshet plus the veridin, plus the blood vessels that are in the neck. So doesn't that imply that dafka the veshet, that the kana is not an option? Says Rana Mishum the veshet samuch the veridin. Since Rav Yehuda requires cutting the veridin, it's most mistaver that you'll cut the veshet along with the veridin, because again, biologically, the veshet is right next to the veridin. So that's just the more common situation. If you're going to be cutting the veridin, you'll cut the veshet. But it's not that you can't just as well cut the kana and the veridin. Tasha Malik Mar says, okay, raya number three. Shachar chatzi gargeres v'shach kedei shchit. You shecht half of the gargeres, then you wait, you do a shehiya. Now shehiya normally passes the shechita, and then you go back and you finish it, it's kosher. My love, ba'of, aren't we talking about an oaf? My gamra, gamra le gargeres, and doesn't it mean that you finish it off by finishing cutting that gargeres? So don't you see again that you dafka, so don't you see that the gargeres is good enough? Shechting the gargeres is good enough, gargeres is the kana. So we see that you don't have to dafka shecht the veshet, we see that you're cutting the kana over here, and it's good enough. Says Marlo, you misunderstood the whole braisa. It's bibehema, it's talking about a behema. Umay gamra, when we say gamra, means gamra le shechita kula, that you finish cutting both simanim, which you need to do on a behema. Tashma, raya number four. Haresha yechatzi kana pogum v'hosef alav kolshu. Let's say you go to shecht an animal and half of the kana, exactly half of the kana, is already cut. So you just make a tiny bit more. You get it to 51%. You just do that extra 1%. The gamra shechita so ksheira. So that shechita is going to be kosher. My love ba'of, my gamra gamra l'kana. Doesn't it mean that we're talking about an oaf and gamra means that you're gomer the kana, that you finish cutting the kana and that's all you need to do? Says Marlo, bibehema, we're talking about a behema. Oh, my gamro, gamro le veshet. Gamro means that you complete the veshet, not the kana. Okay, raya number five. Tashma, Ketzad Molkin Chatas Ha'of. How do you do Malika on a Chatas Ha'of? Chotech Shidra Umafrekas below Rov Basar. You cut the spine and the neck without Rov Basar. Ad Shemagia Leveshet Olakana. Until you get to the Veshet or the Kana. Higia Leveshet Olakana. When you get to the Veshet or the Kana, Chotech Simen Echad Verov Basar Imo. You cut one simen and rove of the basar with it. Uba ola shnayim or rove shnayim, and by an ola it's shnayim or rove shnayim. So what do we see? That you cut one simen, and it could be whichever simen, the kana or the veshet. So that seems to be tiyufta de Rav de Barava tiyufta. That's checkmate on Rav de Barava. That's a double tiyufta Rav de Barava. The Rashbam says about basar, right? That whenever the Gemara says just one tiyufta. So it's a question, but there's likely, it's not so out of the ordinary to find an answer to that question. Tiyufta, tiyufta, that means checkmate. I mean, we have no way to defend Rav de Barava, which makes the next line of Gemara all the more troubling. The Gemara says, May Havila, how did we paskin at the end? What do you mean, how did we paskin at the end? We just said tiyufta, Rav de Barava, tiyufta. May Havila, kitka amrit. We just got through saying, May Havila. We just got through saying that we reject Rav de Barava. What do you mean, May Havila? Says Marana Dilma Shiny Hasam Dika Shidro Mafrekes. No, maybe that's different over there because the animal, once you've already cut the spine and the neck, so maybe the animal dies with even Mashahu. So maybe in such a case you can cut the kana, and even Rav de Barava would agree that Shchitas Kana is enough. But in a typical case where you're shechting from the front and you're only gonna shecht one simen, maybe then you taka do have to shecht the veshed. So now what's the din? Says Gemara, okay, we gotta bring one more raya. Tashma raya number 6. Dahu bar avza, there was a goose. Dava be Rava asa ki memasmes koe dama, that was brought in front of Rava and its neck was stained with blood. So they couldn't tell exactly what happened over there. Is this animal already a trefa and therefore there's no use in shechting it? Or is this animal ra'ui for shechita? So they weren't sure what to do. So Amar Rava hechinavit. Rava said, okay, how do we handle the situation? Nishchete v'hadar nivdike? Should we shecht it first and then check and see if it's a trefa or not? Well, dilma b'makom nekev kashachit. Maybe wherever we shecht it, there already is a hole there, so it's already a trefa, and we're not gonna know. And once we shecht it, it's gonna be too late to check it because we have destroyed the evidence. Nivdike v'hadar nishchete. Should we check it first and then shecht it? Well, Amarava veshet ein lo bedika mi bachutz ela mi befnim. There's only one way to check the veshet, and that is by turning it inside out. See, the outside of the veshet is red, so if there's blood that's clotting on the outside of the veshet, you won't be able to see it. The inside of the veshet is white. So if there's blood clotting up one of the holes of the veshet, if there's a hole in the veshet and blood is clotting it up, when you turn it inside out, you'll be able to see it because the inside of the veshet is white. The contrast with the red will be very obvious. But you can't go turning inside out the animal's veshet before the animal's dead. There's no way to check it before the shechita. So Amar Rav Yosef Brei, Nivdike Lekana. So Rav Yosef came up with a great etza. Don't check the veshet. Just check the kana right now. V'nishchete l'kana. Once you see that, and the kana can be examined from the outside. So once you check the kana, shecht the kana, and then v'lichshrei, then it's the animal is going to be kasher, will be kasher shchita. Then v'hadol of chul veshet v'livdekei. And then once the animal's dead, you can then take the veshet and make sure that there were no trefils in the veshet, and that would be so you could check the kana while the animal's alive. Then shecht the kana, and shechting the kana is good enough, and that's the point of bringing all this. You see that shechting the kana is good enough, you don't have to shecht the veshet, and you could check the veshet afterwards. So Amar Rava, Chachim Yosef Peribik, Trefos Rabbi Yochanan. Ah, what a great Eitzah. He's as smart as Rabbi Yochanan when it comes to Trefos. Discussion of the Achronim. As smart as Rabbi Yochanan is in Trefos, or as smart as Rabbi Yochanan is in everything. That he mastered Trefos the way Rabbi Yochanan mastered everything else. So Alma Echad de Kamar, Ohai, Ohai. But you do see that when it says Echad, it means one or the other. That you don't have to shecht Dafka the Veshet, it could be the Kana as well. There is the Shvus Yaakov as a tshuva in the Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Yud, where he's asked about Anshe Svarad, who lived in Sarfat, who were not B'nai Torah, and they had a minhag that they would shecht in a way that they would first cut the skin of the animal, and then they would take the kana and the veshet in their hand, and they would shecht the kana and veshet in their hand. So instead of just cutting through the skin and slicing, they would cut the skin open up the animal, hold the kind of veshet and shecht it that way. So he says, not a good idea. Why not? Shulchan Aruch writes in Yardeus and Chav Gimel, and the Rama over there in Sivvav, that we're choshesh shema nikva veshet. So if you, the, it talks about if you're pulling off the feathers of a bird and dam comes out, you have to be choshesh that maybe there's a nekev in the veshet and it's a trefa. So over here, where you're cutting the skin first, certainly we should be choshesh. Meaning, what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is too much manipulation around that area that's going to cause bleeding, that's going to do it, too much poking around before you do the shechita, we're worried that you're going to turn it into a trefa before you do the shechita. So certainly this, you're going to be cutting the skin open before you do the shechita. So he says, I'm very worried that it's going to turn into a trefa. And he says, you know, in our sugya, this avaz, that's savara maluch luch badam. So Rav Yosef says, you could check it before doing the shechita. That's because we're talking about something that was not done by kavana. I mean, we're presented with a situation where this animal already had some trauma. That's why it had blood on its neck. Okay, so now you got to check and you have to see. So you're allowed to do that. But to do that lechachila, to cut open the animal's neck lechachila in order to look at the kana and the veshet before you shecht it, so that the Shvus Yaakov says is not okay. The other reason he says not okay is tzar b'lechayim. You're just going to torture an animal by cutting open its neck. Why would you be allowed to do that? Aye, but we know tzar b'lechayim doesn't apply to anything that has a human benefit. He says, yeah, but there's a, what's the human benefit of doing that? Meaning the human benefit is shechita. So do shechita like a normal person does shechita, and then it's unnecessary pain that you're causing the animal in advance of the shechita, where there's no benefit to it. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that tarnagolim that are mesurasim are mutter, and you don't have to be choshesh that maybe they made it into a trefa when they were mesares the tarnagol. He says because when bekiim do it and doctors and they know what they're doing, so then you could assume that they're not going to ruin anything. But in stam for every shochet to be messing around on the neck and cutting open the skin, so that's where the Shvus Yaakov has a major problem with it. Now it's interesting. Tzar Bale Chaim is an interesting discussion related to this sugya as well, because the Chalkas Yaakov has a discussion in a tshuva in Choshem Mishpat Siman Lamed Aled whether you're allowed to be gorim tzar bale chayim for medical research. Can you torture animals in order to see how they react to different medications, medical research? So he says, he quotes a raya from our sugya. The argument says, Rav Yosef says, in order to be mevarer, whether this goose is a trefa, so we're bodek before the shechita, and then after the shechita, we turn the veshed inside out. Now, to be bodek the kana before shechita certainly causes tzar b'lechayim, and yet we see that you're allowed to do it. And the Taz writes that you're korea the or a little bit, and you're bodek the kana in the case where it's bleeding from the neck already. So it's certainly tzar b'lechayim, and you see it's mutter. So you see it's certainly mutter to cause tzar b'lechayim through nisyonos, chakiros, through chachmas or refua. But he says, al pi chasidus, you shouldn't do it because of midas achzarias. So we were talking about yesterday that when you do things like that, it just causes you to become a cruel person. So al pi chasidus, you shouldn't do it. Wait, so medical research on animals not good because it's achzarias to do medical research on animals? Comes in the Sri Deish, and he writes in the Tshuva, no. The whole idea of achzarias, what the Rama says, that you should try to avoid doing these types of things because of achzarias, is when it's for you. But when, you know, they're a cholim and they need to develop medications to help the cholim, don't be a chassid on everyone else's choli. You know, other people are sick and they need the research. They need that. That's not achzarius. That's rachmanus. You have to be careful. Sometimes achzarius masquerades as rachmanus, as we said yesterday, and sometimes rachmanus masquerades as achzarius. So a person has to know what's what in terms of achzarius and rachmanus. Okay, says Gemara Vayta now. Rav Yehuda Amar Ad Sheyishchot. So Rav Yehuda had said that you have to shecht the veridin as well. Not enough to shecht some nechabov. So Amar Rav Chista, lo Amar Rav Yehuda ela ba'of, hol v'tzoleu kulo ke'echad. That it's dafka by an oaf that Rav Yehuda says to cut the veridin, because an oaf, you're not otherwise going to be able to drain the blood properly, because you roast the entire oaf all at once. Aval behema kivan de menatcha ever lo tzarich. But when it comes to a behema, since you're going to cut it up into pieces anyway, it's not necessary to cut the veridin. The blood's going to drain from the behema anyway. Says Gemara. So Gemara's going to bring a couple of rayas over here. Says Gemara, the meimra the time of Rabbi Yehuda mishum damhu. You think the only reason Rabbi Yehuda requires cutting the veridin is because it's a practical matter of draining the blood and it's not part of the etzem maisa of shchita? Vatnan, but we have a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ad sheyish chotes haveridin. He doesn't say yachto ches haveridin, chote ches haveridin, cut the veridin, empty the veridin, drain the veridin. He says yish chotes haveridin, makes it sound like it's part of the maisa shchita. Say ema ad sheyinakev es haveridin. No, it means till you puncture them, you put a hole in them to let them drain. Umay ad sheyishchot ad sheyinkov b'sha shchita. The reason we use the word yishchot is because that's when you have to cut the vridin. You have to cut the vridin when you are doing the shchita. We'll see soon in the Gemara why it's so important that you do dafka at that time, but it is purely a practical matter of draining the blood from the bird. Tashma, raya number two. Vridin b'shchita div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds the vridin have to be done b'shchita. So again, it sounds like it's part of the maisa shchita. Now, ema vridin sarach l'nakvan b'shas shchita div Rabbi Yehuda. No, what you have to say is that the vridin have to be menakiv them during the time of shchita, but not that you have to do maisa shchita on the vridin. Tashma, raya number three. Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda me'achash lo husku vridin elo lahotzi mehen dam mali b'shchita mali shlo b'shchita. The Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, since the only function of cutting the reed in any way is just to drain the blood, who cares whether you do it b'shchita or not b'shchita? But Machad Rabbi Yehuda suffered b'shchita. Sounds like Rabbi Yehuda held it had to be done with a ma'aser shchita, molech umevi, with a sack and the tzeno pagum. It has to be done with all the dinim of shchita. So it says, no, hachi ka'amri. What's the gerson? Hachi ka'amri le. This is what the Rabbanim were telling him. Mali l'nakvan b'shas shchita, mali l'nakvan shelo b'shas shchita. They understood that Rabbi Yehuda never required a ma'isa shchita on the v'ridin, but they also understood that Rabbi Yehuda did require that you are menakiv the v'ridin at the time of the shchita, and that's what they were challenging. What difference does it make? So you cut the v'ridin afterwards. 10 minutes later, what difference does it make? V'hu savar b'shas shchita asidam dechayam, shelo b'shas shchita lo asidam. To courier, that only when the animal is still warm, when it's chayim, when it's still warm from life, only then will the blood really properly drain. But once it cools off, once the carcass cools off, the blood is not going to drain out properly, so it's not going to help to cut the vridin later on. So that's why dafka has to be bishas shchita. So by Rabbi Yirmiyah, on this topic of Rabbi Yehuda and his attitude toward the vridin Rabbi Yehuda shaba and daras ben mahu. What if you do one of the psuli shchita while cutting the vridin? What's the halacha? Some say that they're quoting Rabbi Lazar, some say that they were talking to Rabbi Lazar, that Hach Yamar Rabbi Yochanan, it ultimately goes back to Rabbi Yochanan, Minakvan Bakotz Vehin Ksherin. You puncture them with a coat, with a thorn, and that's good enough. Meaning, you clearly don't need a Maisa Shchita, and you don't need any Dinam Shchita. You can just take something sharp and puncture the Veridin, and that's perfectly fine. Tanya Kavasi Rav Chisda Shachat Shnei Chatzai Simanim Ba'ov Pasul Ve'in Tzarech Lomar Be'behema Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ba'ov Ad Sheyishchot Esaveshet Ve'es HaVeridin. And we have a braisa that says like Rav Chisda, because it says that if you shecht two half simanim by an oaf, it's pasul. Certainly two half simanim by a behema is going to be pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says you have to shecht the veshet and the veridin, both the veshet and the veridin. Okay, so that is the end of conversation number three on this daf. Now we move on to conversation number four. Conversation number four, like we said, is going to be about 50-50. What if something is exactly 50%? Is 50% also dino kirov? So chatzi yachad ba'of. We said you have to shecht chatzi. The chatzi yachad ba'of is not good enough. The shechting half of the siman echad by an oaf is not good enough. You need rov echad. See it, Rav Amar mechzal mechza karov. Rav's shita is that mechzal mechza is a din of rov. That fulfills the requirement of rov. Rav Kana Amar mechzal mechza eino karov. Rav Kana says no. Mechzal mechza is not a rov. Rav Amar mechzal mechza karov. Achi Amalei Rachman Moshe lo tishayir ruba. That the din of shchita when it was told to Moshe Rabbeinu was not that you have to cut rov of the siman, but that you shouldn't leave rov of the siman uncut. So if it's 50-50, you didn't leave Rov of the Simon uncut, and it's perfectly fine. Rav Kana Amar Mechsal Mechsa Eino Kirov, Hachi Amar Le'Rachman Al Moshe, Shchot Ruba. That what Moshe Rabbeinu was told was, no, not enough not to leave it uncut. You have to shecht the Rov. That's the din. So the Gemara says, okay, let's bring Rayas. Let's try to figure out, is 50 shechting 50% of the Simon good enough? So Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Chatzi Echad Ba'ov. Ve'echad v'chatzi bebehema. Shchitas u'psula. Chatzi echad ba'of and echad v'chatzi by behema is possible. Well, yam mechzal mechza k'rov. If 50-50 has a din of a rove, why am I possible? Ha'avad le'rov. Why in the world would that be possible? You did a rove. There's an interesting discussion. Well, we'll just give the answer first. Midrabanan dilma lo'asim levin palga. Now, that's only din drabanan. Meaning, shechni 50% ain't a chinami. Is good enough, but it's on a daraisa level. It's only midrabanan that we're concerned that you might not even do 50%. You might do 49% and believe you have done 50%. So that's why we say make sure you get rove of the simon. There's a discussion. Even if you assume that chati is karov, does that mean that chati is karov or that chati is even rubo kikulo? Meaning, what if there's a requirement of shechting kala simon? See, over here by shechita simon, it doesn't seem that there's a requirement of kulo and rubo kikulo. When you do rub, like for example, you have a din of rubo kikulo. Let's say rov of a Sanhedrin paskin something. So you really need the psak of the entire Sanhedrin. Okay, when you have rov, so rubo kikulo, it's like you drink rov revius. So it's as if you drank kol a revius, but the din is really a din in revius. Over here, it's not a din in the entire simon; it's a din in rov simon. So that's a discussion in the Achronim. When we say if you hold like the shita that mechza is karov, does mechza make it but like you did rov, but not like you did kulo? And it's only when it's literally rubo only then it's kikulo. Or do you say no? Mechza is like rov, and rov is like kol. So you know, A equals B, B equals C. So mechza is like kol. So that's an interesting discussion that the Achronim have, but much bigger discussion than we have time for. So last raya that we'll do today. I'm Rav Katina Tashma. Chalko l'shnayim v'hin shavin. Let's say you take an oven that was tamei, that's made out of cheres. So you need to break it to be metayer it. Let's say you have to break it in a way where none of the pieces are more than 50% of the original kli. Because if any of the pieces are more than 50% of the original kli, then that's still going to be tamei. The only way to be metayer is by shattering it. So let's say you break it into two pieces, 50-50. So shneim tmeim v'yishiyav shol tzamtzim. Since we can't tell whether it's really 50-50, we have to be choshesh that each piece might be 51% of it, and therefore they're both still going to be tamei. Ha'ef shol tzamtzim torah. But that implies that if we were able to measure precisely that it's exactly 50-50, they'd both be torah because neither of them has a din of rov. So my torah zilachi karuba. But if you're going to say that mechza is like rov, then you have two rovs. So says Mara, Amar Rapapa, Trey Rubi, Bechad Manaleka. You could have two roves, but not on the same cleave. You can't have two halves of a cleave that are both a rove. That's a stira, Mineu Bey. What to say on that? Maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. So we'll pick up from Tashima tomorrow. Sure. Oh, yeah.